No one lives forever, but someone's memories, the stories of their lives, those can stand the test of time. It's just a matter of someone telling those stories and someone listening. A project in Sheboygan collects those stories from local elders and puts them on stage in a variety of art forms. We're going to meet the organizers of that project and hear one of those stories, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you collected stories from somebody, maybe an older member of your family, or if you are that older member of a family, have you shared your stories with someone else? What do you do to commemorate those stories? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Colleen Makut is the founder of the Live Forever Project in Sheboygan, which does just that, keeps elders' memories alive through the arts. She studied musical theater at UW-Stevens Point, got her bachelor's degree in elementary education, now teaches drama and social studies in Sheboygan. Colleen, welcome to Central Time.
Greetings. Thank you for having me on.
And Claire Carlson is a Live Forever Project collaborator. Claire, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Colleen, what was the inspiration for this Live Forever Project?
Yeah, it really goes back to my grandparents, actually. It has its roots back in 2014, and inspired by my grandfather Eugene and my grandmother Alice. Eugene was a soldier in World War II, and Alice was, you know, on the home front fighting at home during the war. And there came a point in time where I realized that I didn't know if I could tell their stories as well as they could, and if I knew them well enough to tell them again. And they had always told me their stories as I was growing up, but there was a kind of a little bit of a scare because they were in a car accident, and it ended up being something that was very small. They had just slid off the road, but I didn't know for a while when I had heard of that had happened, you know, if they were okay. And I realized that in that moment, you know, memories can disappear and they're gone. And about that same time in my life, I was looking for a bigger reason to do my art forms. So why do I get on stage? Why do I write poetry? Why do I sing? Those kinds of things. And those two ideas kind of coalesced in my mind. And I realized that this could be my reason for doing my art forms. This could be my mission. And that's kind of how it all started.
And Claire, what brought you on board sharing your art in this project?
Well, in my personal life, my background is also in music. I have an undergrad in voice, and I was always interested in singing and acting. My whole life, I've dabbled in visual arts and all kinds of creative goodness, writing poetry. And then when my professional life started, I found myself working with the elder population a lot. So I'm a program coordinator at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center in Sheboygan, and I run a program for adults with memory loss called Spark, and I also run a workshop series for adults 55 and up called ArtLink Sheboygan. And so my personal world, my professional world kind of tied all these motivations together. And back in 2021, Colleen was looking for a way to get LFP to potentially collaborate with the Art Center, and we sat down just as potential colleagues. And at the time, it wasn't the right moment for the Art Center to collaborate with LFP, but it was totally the right time for me as Claire the person to get on board. So I was thrilled. I said, do you let people audition, or, you know, how can I? And she said, of course, we'd love to do something with you. So it was serendipitous and lovely.
And Colleen, your next performance, the first since the beginning of the pandemic, is coming up Saturday, September 23rd. It features 96-year-old Evelyn Prevenis. I talked to her. We're going to listen to that in a minute. Just briefly, tell us a bit about Evelyn and why you wanted to put her story on stage.
Yeah, she's just a very engaging person and a very caring person and someone who really embraces differences between people, really embraces this essence of freedom and exhilaration and exuberance. And I was just very personally inspired by her and these themes that kind of run through her life. And, you know, just very honored to have her being sharing her stories with us. I feel like we're the ones who are lucky to be able to hear these people share their lives with us and to be able to take these stories and tell them. So
I was lucky enough to talk to Evelyn Prevenis on Friday. Here's a listen. Now, I can't imagine what it would be like to have somebody do a show about my life. How does it feel to have this performance based on your story?
Oh, it's a thrill. You know, I keep telling, I have this thing I'm saying to any older citizen, share your stories with whoever will listen, because someday they will come back and somebody will remember it and you will live forever.
And now you're working with the Live Forever Project. Like, what, practically, what are you doing with them? What does the process look like?
Well, originally, a friend of mine told me about the program. And this was at the beginning when COVID first started. And I live in a senior apartment building, so we were basically in a lockdown. We couldn't have anybody come into our apartment unless they were family members. If we left our apartment, we had to wear a face mask, et cetera, and keep social distancing. And Colleen had called me and wanted to do an interview. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to manage this, you know, with this lockdown. But we managed to do it in our community room in the building. They sat way on one side of the room, and I sat way on the other side. We're all wearing masks, and there's a tape recorder in front of me. But I hadn't been able to talk to anybody for a whole long time, so the stories just poured out of me.
And I understand you're going to be performing yourself. Can you read some of the poem that you wrote for the performance?
Yes, I can. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just part of it?
I'll go ahead and read the whole thing.
Okay. This is an ode to the second jetty. Where did you come from? You were not there when children played on the pristine beach, explored the trees on the bluff, or waited on the slippery rocks of the point. Then suddenly it seemed there you were with your brothers. A new place to play, bulwarks to climb, a place to jump into the water, a place to sunbathe on your smooth, sun-warmed surface. You have felt the sun warming you, the cold northeast wind buffeting you, the ice and snow of winter shrouding you and the shore. You have felt the damp fingers of fog that hide you from sight. Oh, the things you have seen, tens of thousands of sunrises, moonbeams sparkling on the night waters. You have seen the stars circling the skies above you. You have seen meteor showers when the city sleeps. You have seen rockets soar into the heavens, and strange stars bloom in the sky when a country celebrates. You have seen the winking lights of passing planes and satellites. You have seen the passing coal and ore boats, the fishing boats, the water skiers and surfers. You saw the young woman spread her towel on your sun-warmed surface. You saw the young curly-haired man swim up and join her. You saw the beginning of a romance. You saw them return again and again with children, grandchildren, pets, and friends. On a windy November day, you saw the not-so-young woman return with children and grandchildren to say goodbye to the not-so-young curly-haired man. You heard the rifle fire. You saw the flag folded. You saw them leave. But now your once smooth surface is pockmarked and broken from the assault of wind and waves. How many storms have you withstood? How many waves have endlessly pounded you? But you remain strong and defiant, carrying on as you were meant to do, protecting, guarding. Remain strong. Be there when the not-so-young woman returns to rejoin the not-so-young curly-haired man.
That's a beautiful poem. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
The people that are involved in the whole project have done such a wonderful job with it. They've written a skit about showing how we met, which they're acting out. John Dahl has written the most beautiful piece of music that makes everybody cry. So it's going to be very interesting.
Now, I have to ask about the skydiving. Now, you're 96 now. You started when you were 79. I've never skydived. I can't imagine starting now. What led you to try it?
Well, one of my younger boys went to this airport, small airport, and he was just going to do a static jump, you know, the type where you jump out of the plane and the chute opens immediately, and it's a solo jump. But while we were there watching this, we saw a larger chute coming down with two people attached. And I thought that looked very interesting and didn't think much more about it. Well, maybe about a year later, the same son told us he was going to do a tandem skydive. So, of course, the whole family had to go along to watch again. And I said, when I saw his face when he landed, I decided I want to do that too. So the following fall, about six or seven members of our family went skydiving, three of my sons, a couple of daughter-in-laws, a grandson. We all went skydiving that day. Not at once, you know, each one was an individual jump, but it was one of the most exciting things I've ever done.
And you've done it again.
Yes, I did it about, I always tell people it's skydiving is addictive. Because I went at least seven times, and I think I would have continued going, but the people that were running this skydive adventure decided to retire and move to Florida.
Oh.
So there isn't a place close by here that we can go to. I'd have to go halfway across the state to do it. Plus, it's a little harder getting in and out of a plane, et cetera, et cetera.
Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to.
That's Sheboygan's Evelyn Prevenis, 96 years old, featured in an upcoming performance of the Live Forever Project. We'll hear more about what that performance will look like coming up on Central Time.
What lovely jewels you have, miss. I adore your necklace.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. That's a clip from the song Wallpaper Doll, written by one of our guests, Colleen Makut, for a performance at the Live Forever Project. She founded in Sheboygan to chronicle and share the lives of local elders. Claire Carlson also with us, a collaborator on the project. Colleen, we just heard from Evelyn there. I went longer with her than I planned to because she has great stories to tell. Can you tell us now how you take her stories and what's going to end up on stage later this month?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been an interesting process that we've been working on for a while now, and I've just felt really blessed to have so many local people on board and invested in the project. And I just thank every single person who's involved. You know, we have a core group of people who meet regularly, and it started out with looking over Evelyn's interview transcripts, which were plentiful with stories, and kind of reading and talking about them and talking about the themes that really stood out to us as these stories capture this person and capture their essence and could really, you know, really speak to us. So each artist involved, you know, looked at the stories and said, this one speaks to me. This one sparks an idea, a creative idea for me. I can relate to this story. I can connect to it. So every single person who has created something for this show has done so in a way that is meaningful to them. And everyone has different emphasis as far as their art forms. We have songwriters, we have visual artists, we have dancers, we have some theatrical skits, music. Part of the purpose also is to unify the art forms for that cause. And so it's just been really cool to see everybody coming together. So the performance itself captures the bigger picture of Evelyn's life, but it tells it through smaller vignettes that kind of focus on a certain art form or a certain story. But some of them are also multi-art forms. So you'll see dance combined with songwriting. You'll see visual art combined with, you know, movement and storytelling and things like that.
And Claire, can you talk a little bit about taking somebody's life story like Evelyn's and how you contribute to an event like this?
Yeah. So I actually am unfortunately not involved with the Evelyn story at this time, but I've been involved with all kinds of other LFP things. So, but I can relay that in regard to a lovely lady named Shirley, whose life story we were looking at. And I remember for me, the process of turning Shirley's world into art was just reading the transcript and kind of waiting for that lightning bolt feeling, to hit that light bulb moment. And so in her case, so much of it was set in the 1950s. And I kept seeing the color palette that I associate with that time, the mint green, the butter yellow, the pale pink. And so I wrote a poem that really utilizes those colors to paint a picture of that moment in her life that I was illustrating. And the environment that Colleen creates when we get together to generate this work is really, really encouraging and open. And so if anybody has any trepidation about like, well, I've always wanted to write poetry, but I don't know if I'm good enough, this is the cohort to join. This is the group of people to align yourself with. It's so nurturing and open and kind. It's a totally safe environment, which helps everybody get produce more.
Thanks to both of our guests, Colleen Makut and Claire Carlson with the Live Forever Project in Sheboygan. We talked to them about how they tell the life stories of local elders through artistic performances. Their upcoming show, You Might As Well Enjoy Yourself, based on the life of Evelyn Prevenis, we heard from earlier. It's going to be Saturday, September 23rd at 2:30 p.m. You can check out the Live Forever Project on Facebook or liveforever-project.org. We've got a link also at wpr.org/centraltime for more info about the event.